Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class Halt.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My friends at Crute LED, K-R-U-T LED, you go to the website Crute-LED to find out how they can help you. There's a bunch of different ways. First, in your lighting in your business, your employees will like the lights better. There's no humming, and it's better lights anyway. You're going to like that your power bill is going to be lower. You're going to like the fact they've got these LED lights at great rebates, upfront rebates through Duke Energy, if you're a Duke Energy customer. Your customers are going to like how well lit it is. The idea that you're going to have better parking lot lights, safer for your employees and your customers, better signs, better lit signs. So many great advantages to LED. To find out more, it's crute-led.com. They're off of 19B, right off of the Interstate I-85 between Anderson and Clemson. 401-8506. Call Dr. Ish Patel and his great team there. 401-8506. I just looked this up. This year, John, the semifinals are played on December the 28th.
Uh-huh.
And this year, the finals are not till January the 13th. So there's more than 2 weeks this time.
Oh, thank heaven.
But here's what I... So good news for you, Dylan Moses. You get as much time as you want there. Here's what I think we need to do from now on. I don't think we need to schedule the national championship game. I would say, and to be honest with you, let's don't even schedule the semifinals. After, and I know we need some airfare time and some ticket buying time and hotel time in there. But about a month after the SEC championship game, let's let Nick Saban or whoever let us know. Are y'all ready now? Y'all ready? Okay. So when do you think you can be ready? Okay. All right. And then after the college football semifinals, need to remind you that Alabama had a 28-0 lead and basically called the dogs off against Oklahoma. So it's not like they just went out and spent themselves in that game. But after the national semifinals, whenever you recover from your SEC championship game, whenever you're ready, you let us know. We'll let you play the semifinals. And then we can't schedule the national championship game. No hotels, no security, no tickets, no flights, anything on these lines. You let us know when you're ready, when you're focused, when you're prepared, and then we'll play the national championship game.
It'll be a logistical nightmare for everybody else.
It doesn't matter, man.
It just means more to them, so we need to cater to it.
It does. It just means more. Let me ask you this, Mr. John Hyatt.
Don't insult me by calling me that name.
If the slogan is SEC, it just means more.
Yes.
What means more?
The shiny helmets, the best tuba players in the country, the greatest food that's ever been cooked in the history of mankind. Because you know
you don't know tailgate until you go to the SEC tailgate.
Oh, because they invented it. That's right. I forgot. You know, we have no idea how to tailgate here. I mean, everything means more. The winning, the pulling for other teams in your conference means more. I mean, it sure means more to Ole Miss fans when they pull for Alabama than it does for me when I pull for Wake Forest.
Right.
Significantly more.
Exactly right.
It all means more. But the fact that we have to sit here and have this question, ask the question of what means more, is why we're not blessed enough to be SEC people, Mickey, because we just don't get it.
We don't.
Unfortunately.
654 Roar. William is in Georgia, blessing us with SEC fan. Good morning, William. How are you?
First of all, don't you start with me, big boy. You done made me take a Loprinosil this morning.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds like
it's a blood pressure pill.
All right.
But everything you said this morning were valid points. I agree with you. I mean, you know, but here's the thing, dude. when you guys lost the first national championship game, I heard a lot of I almost said a word. I heard a lot of crying from Clemson. Y'all was crying like a bunch of baby back you know what, brother. When you lose, that's what happens. I mean, I'm getting the vibe from you and all the Clemson fans that everybody else supposed to just take their whooping and shut up. Is that what's supposed to happen to me?
No. Here's the difference. I mean, when Clemson lost the first national championship game.
Let me finish.
I thought you asked a question. I'm sorry.
I did ask a question, but let me finish before you answer.
Okay, I'll write that one down. All right.
I like you. I like you and Zach, and I like the show. I mean, y'all started on Georgia, and I don't understand where y'all bringing Georgia into this mess. I mean, this is between you and Alabama and the SEC. And I got another valid question. What other team in the ACC can even compete with an Alabama or a Georgia, even a Florida? Any other team besides Clemson? You tell me right now, here and now. Tell me.
You ready now? Can I do it now?
I'm listening, brother. Go
okay.
for it.
I didn't know if it was my turn or not. Number one.
Whatever.
No. I just didn't want to step on you there. Number one, when you said about Clemson making excuses or crying. No, you said crying after the first national championship game.
I didn't say they were making excuses.
Right.
They were doing like any other team that just lost.
Right.
They don't like it, and they got something, an opinion to say about it.
Right. And that's okay to not like losing, and that's okay to cry about losing. What is not okay is when you get the absolute snot rocketed to tell people that, oh, it was about us. We weren't focused. Our staff wasn't focused. Our players weren't focused. We weren't ready to play. We were. Clemson didn't do that. When Alabama beat Clemson in Arizona, when they came back, we said, you know what? We give Alabama credit. They needed an onside kick. We shouldn't have given up the long kickoff return for a touchdown. We could have won the game, could have this. But in the end, they didn't say that. It was because we weren't ready to play. It was because the other team made the plays, man. The other team did better things. Remember this. When Syracuse beat Clemson in the Dome, despite being Clemson being 20-something point favorites up in the Carrier Dome, Dabo Swinney went in their locker room after the game and congratulated them and talked great about Dino Babers. You know what? They did a great job. They beat us that day. The best team won that day. It's okay to admit that. What happens here, though, is that it's just so inconceivable that somebody could actually beat an SEC football team, that we have to make these excuses. And you agree with that. You told me you agree with
that. Dude, I agree. Don't make excuses. You got your butt dragged.
Right, right.
But here's the thing, dude. You can go throughout history, and you're a sports guy. You're the same age as I am. Have you ever heard of a team that got their butt meleeed coming back the next year and saying good things? Everybody's got to say something. I'm not saying what it is right. I'm just saying y'all going to keep tooting that horn and y'all going to keep slapping that bear, dude, and somebody going to get you. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? That's going to happen.
Y'all have the right to do it, dude. Y'all have the right to do it. Y'all have a 15-0 national championship team with a freshman quarterback. Y'all have the right to do it. Y'all had the right to do it from February until now, dude, until August 31st. But when August 31st gets here, all that needs to stop. You understand what I'm saying?
Here's the deal.
We move forward with a new team now, a new season. Now.
Here's the deal. Clemson is going to lose a football game, and it might be this year, might be next year. I don't know when it's going to be, but I don't want to see Clemson players after the game tell me how they're the better team and how we just didn't want to be there. Especially now, look, if they get beat by somebody their heavily favorites over great, I don't want to see Clemson play in a national championship game. And after it's over, and lose by four touchdowns, and after it's over, tell me, you know what? We still had the better team. We just weren't ready to play, and we weren't focused. That's the issue here, is that it's not the fact that if you lose by three and your starting quarterback got hurt in the game, and if you lose by a touchdown and it was a bad pass interference penalty by a referee at the end of a game, I get all that. When you lose by 28, not one player, not one referee, not the weather, not the wind, not the none of the, what happens is the other team was just better that day, and at the end of that day, you tip your cap and you go, you know what, man, congratulations, the other team was better that day. That's all Clemson fans are saying right
Absolutely.
Now.
That's all Nick Saban had to say yesterday.
Right, but he didn't. He didn't. And Dylan Moses didn't.
I agree, he didn't.
Right. And Dylan Moses, how about this? Dylan Moses still says that the best team they played last year was Georgia. Now, you're a Georgia fan, William. Is that one of the most ridiculous things you've ever heard?
This is what we're upset about.
Not the fact that Clemson's going to lose a game on August 31st and the season starts over. You're exactly right. But when you do, you don't do what Dylan Moses and what Nick Saban with Alabama Nation is doing right now, making every stinking excuse in the world rather than taking your medicine and saying, man, the other fellow was just better.
Take your licks and move on.
That's what you and I are in total agreement there, 100%. By the way, on the ACC thing, there is not a team in the ACC right now. The only team I would say that's better than Alabama or Georgia over the last 6 years was that Florida State team 6 years ago. But the ACC right now is down, and the ACC right now, Clemson's the only team that would have beat Georgia or Alabama last year.
If you had never brought Georgia into it, I wouldn't bring this point up. I think Kirby handled his interview quite well yesterday. I mean, he was humble about it. He admitted that our team was down. I mean, he admitted it. He didn't make excuses, dude. I didn't hear any excuses out of his mouth. Did you hear any?
No, but on my text line right now, and after, well, first of all, after the game, I heard from Georgia players, and after the game, I heard from Georgia fans talking about didn't want to be there, game didn't mean anything to us, despite the fact that going into it, they talked all the trash about how they should have been in the playoffs, and then they didn't show up, and then Texas beat you, and then, you know, oh, we didn't want to be there. You did hear that.
The only valid point I didn't make excuses. Georgia shouldn't have been in the playoffs just last year. But they were a better football team than Oklahoma. That's all I'm going to say about that, and you agreed with me.
I don't think that's the case, William. I don't think that's the case. Here's why. Because Georgia had two losses. And if we're going to go on like just what we think rather than what we saw on the field, then why even play the games at all? Because what I saw was Oklahoma last year was lost a regular season game to Texas and then went back, the same Texas team that beat Georgia worse, then went back and beat Texas in the Big 12 championship game. Georgia lost... Got boat race, not rocketed down in Baton Rouge, then lost to Alabama. So, and then lost to Texas, who was the team that actually beat Oklahoma. So, no, I don't think that Georgia was better than Oklahoma last year. I don't think that's the case. I think a three-loss Georgia team did not belong in the playoffs last year.
Anyway, brother, that's why it's the past, and we move on to the future. Have a good day.
I appreciate the phone call. Let me get Heath in Newberry. Full bank of phone calls right now. 654. Well, hey, Heath, thanks for hanging on so long, man. Hope you're doing well.
Doing good. So, you know, watching the game, I think most people would see Clemson didn't dominate on the grounds. But I'm a huge Clemson fan. And it wasn't. Their offensive line is not, at this point, a dominant offensive line. But what makes Clemson so special is if you shut one thing down, they're going to take what you give them, and they're going to go to the next thing. So if you play high safeties, we're going to run the football. If you bring your safeties up, we're going to throw the football. And they showed it, and that's what makes Clemson so special. Just like in basketball, you can slow it down, you can speed it up. It's the team that can do both the best wins the game, and it's matchups. And they found something early on, and Alabama couldn't stop it. And that, it's not saying Alabama's not a good team, but if that game was played again, it'd be the same score. They found it, and they couldn't stop these receivers. So that's just the thing that I think Alabama needs to understand. They're used to a line of scrimmage, beat me up, you're going to out-physical me, and that didn't happen. And that's fine, but guess what? It's like what you said about 2 months ago. Don't let Clemson get a dominant offensive line, and it's coming. And that's what's so scary, because Dabo every year has gotten better with his weaknesses every year, and he's there. So the offensive line will be better the next couple of years with a number one quarterback and great receivers. It's going to be scary, and it's only getting better.
I would agree with that. The only thing about that I wouldn't agree with is the dominant offensive line, and then that because Alabama and their lack, I don't know, understand this. I don't understand why, but Alabama did not, they don't play a lot of guys, and they were at the end of the game, man, it was, they were completely spent. But the idea that Clemson lined up in the national championship game with a 44-16 lead and 10 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the game, and took the ball over to their own 5-yard line and ran it right down Alabama's throat for 10 minutes. And what ended up, Heath, in the longest time drive in the history of Clemson football, knowing they were going to run the ball and knowing there was nothing you can do about it, and the fact that of all these, that's the first time Clemson physically lined up and dominated them. On all the short yardages, on all the red zone stuff, who were the better lines of scrimmage in that game? Pretty clear to me, man, that Clemson was physically the better, physically punishing the better football team last year in that game.
And I'm with you. I do see what you mean, especially the last drive. But Clemson's done that all year. By the end of the year, end of the game, they have pretty much wore their opponent out. Yeah. Then they can do whatever they want.
Right.
But they didn't line up early on and get 6 and 7 yards of carry.
They didn't have to, though, because they were throwing 76-yard touchdown passes. And by the offensive line, Trevor Lawrence had 0 sacks, and Clemson's offensive line had 0 holding penalties in the entire game. So I thought that was a pretty dominant offensive line. Dominant defensive line, because they harassed Tua to the point where forced a couple of interceptions in there and held Alabama to, hey, you know, held Alabama to 148 yards rushing. Alabama didn't run it very well last year, but outgained them. They did everything they needed to do.
In saying that, they don't, SEC fans don't see that. They want you to line up, pound and grind you all day, run it 40 times, and that's not what we are. We're a balanced offense. And they look at other teams and other conferences as weak because they don't do the same. They don't win the same way. We're this fast-paced offense that just is they're wimps. They're not physically. They have to beat you with gimmicks. They have to beat you with lining up and you getting lined up and making mistakes lining the linebackers up. Well, that's part of the game. We're not going to sit here and run the clock out and just run 5 yards every down.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to keep scoring the scoreboard and then see how that works out for me.
Hey, I love it. Let them keep talking. I'm just enjoying it.
Yeah. Heath, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Appreciate the phone call there. My friends at Trehel, TREHEL.com. Let Trehel do this for you. Look, I know there's a local bank that's being built right near my home right now. It's being built by Trehel. The bank that I bank at was built by Trehel. When Meredith and I were remodeling our home, we had to move in two different rental multi-family rentals, and they were built by Trehel. The restaurants I go to, you see the schools that our kids are going to now, these people do an awesome job of it. I want to talk to you now about the ministry part of it. And one of the great things about Trehel is that if you are Baptist or Methodist, if you are Catholic, if you you know, if for some reason you have a affiliation, you know, you kind of a local affiliation, their chances are that they have built a church here locally with your denomination. And so you can go to those people with those common likes and common needs. There's chances are they built a church about the size of your church, because, you know, there's different things that you might need. And so when it comes to the bell tower, it comes to the offices or the classrooms or the gymnasiums, or when it comes to the nurseries, or it comes to anything like this, how the sanctuaries, expanding it or making it look better. Look, bottom line is that they've done this. And you can inquire word of mouth. Call the people up. They're on their website now. It gives you all the churches that they built. And you can call them up and say, hey, how did it go for you? What did you like about Trehel? What did you like about Trehel? Word of mouth and talking to people that do business with is the best way to find out. So I encourage you to do that. Go to the website, find out who they built for, and just ask them, hey, how did it go for you? TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Joe, Paul, Dave, man, you guys, hang on. I promise you I'm getting straight to your phone calls. Much more right after this.
The Foothills branch of QDMA invites you to their 10th anniversary banquet. The banquet will be held at St. George Greek Orthodox Church in downtown Greenville on Thursday, August 22nd. You don't want to miss Greenville's best annual celebration of hunting in the outdoors. Auctions and raffles will feature exclusive hunts, vacations, and more. All proceeds support QDMA's mission to ensure the future of white-tailed deer and our hunting heritage. Get your tickets now at foothillsqdma.com. That's foothillsqdma.com.
Hello, beautiful.
and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. M-Sculpt, nothing like you've seen before.
Technology that allows you to sculpt both your muscle and your fat.
Only 4 30-minute treatments.
And you can tone your abs or lift your booty, because at backto30.com,
90 days,
no surgery,
real results.
Goodbye, handsome.
Young and 30, back to 30.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and winkle troubles down the drain.
NYC Bagel and Sandwich Shop is opening soon and hiring at 125 Anderson Highway in Clemson at the Grand Mark Center. Flexible hours and a great work environment with wages up to $10 per hour after 60 days of employment. They are interested in happy, hardworking individuals that are ready to join their team. No previous experience required, but previous food experience is always a plus. Apply online at nycbagelclemson.com. That's nycbagelclemson.com. NYC Bagel and Sandwich Shop, now hiring and opening soon in Clemson.
It's scorching outside, and so are the deals at George Coleman Ford. Check out the new 2019 F-150 Crew Cab, 2.7-liter EcoBoost engine, SDX appearance package, and more. MSRP before discounts, $42,745. George Coleman Ford priced at $32,499, plus tax and tax. There are never any added or hidden fees at George Coleman Ford.
Price includes rebate of $5,250. Must finance through Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through September 13th.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal, or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife Beth and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made from scratch sides, and our low and slow southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
At AgPro, our goal is to make sure you're equipped for anything on your property. So we have several John Deere tractor packages available, all at a low monthly price. To see all of our tractor package deals and more, visit agproco.com.
For nearly 25 years, Husqvarna Auto Mowers have been the best-selling auto mowers worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you can enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Auto Mowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust Easley Lawn and Garden to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Auto Mower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a Husqvarna Auto Mower do the work while you relax. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna Auto Mower professionals for sales, installation, and service. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You know, you can take your car to the dealership, and a lot of people do, and you're going to get that kind of specific needs, and that's great. Or you can go to the dealership alternative, and there's reasons to not go to the dealership. You can go to Halt. If you have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, first-class Halt wants to take care of you and take care of your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota. I want to encourage you this. It's pretty cool. Every the first day of every month, I get the weekly, or they should say the monthly specials, and they're up there now. So check them out online. When I first walked into First Class Halt, over in Anderson, I noticed there are two different waiting rooms. And this is just an example of like the little things they do. There's like a family waiting room, and then there's like an individual waiting room. So if you don't want kids, or if you're trying to do business or whatever, and you don't want the kids running, like Zach Orr didn't want my kid at his wedding, you can do that. But in the kids section, there's toys, and by the way, they have good food and good drinks. You know, back in the old days, you'd have the old vending machine, those old coffee machines. You don't remember those, John? Like these crappy coffee machines with these that you put a quarter in. Actually, back then, you put like a dime in, and it had these crappy like vending machines. It's not like that now. You get like really good food, which is pretty cool. And just goes to show you what they do and how they do it. Everything's first class over at First Class Hall. They want to keep customers. They understand that it's a tough industry, and so you can't screw people over. You can't be dishonest with them. You need them to know that you're on their side and you're trying to make things as good for them and as easy, as convenient for them as you can. It's firstclasshall.com. I swear to you, I'm getting the phone calls. Just want to run this by you. At the British Open, David Duval birdied the first two holes, and there was some thought that, oh no, the former British Open champion, the magic is back. David Duval hadn't played golf and doesn't play golf hardly anymore and doesn't play competitive golf anymore, but he still plays in the British Open every year because he's a former champion and still gets the invite. And so there was some thought, hey, wait a minute, he's 2 under. David Duval birdied the first two holes. He pars 3 and he pars 4, and you're going, hey, wait a minute, man. You know, look, the guy's kind of hanging in there, and that's not just the great start anymore. Now the guy's actually 2 under through 4 and within striking distance and only one shot back. Didn't go too well for David on the 5th, 6th, and 7th hole. Duval makes a quad on number 5. Par 4, he makes an 8, and that's not good. We saw Rory make an 8 on number 1. Anytime you make a quad, that's not good. I get it.
Hey, you know, we're not... So we all get a snowman on the card from time to time.
Right. Frosty the Snowman at number 5. He bogeys number 6. So now all of a sudden, he goes from 2 under to 3 over. They've changed it. They've changed the scoring, John.
Oh, they have?
Yes. At number 7, originally they said he made a 15. Now they're saying he made a 13. But still... once you get up there into the teens, you lose track. When we came back from the break, it said he scored a 15 on number 7.
Yeah.
Now they're saying there's a miscounted and some maybe some penalty shots in there, whatever. I don't know what happened there, but he made a 13 on the par 5 7th hole. So a little less embarrassing for David Duval, who's 11 over through 8 holes. Rory's still 4 over and not playing well. Leaders, by the way, Webb Simpson, 5 under through 15. Shane Lowry, 6 under through 16. Robert McIntyre, 4 under through 16. Robert McIntyre, 4 under through 13. Joe's in our nation's capital, 654 Roar. Hey, Joe, thanks for hanging on, man. I hope you're doing well.
How you doing, Mick, baby?
Couldn't be better. Blessed. And really just honored that I've got a chance to watch Alabama play football in the last 4 years in person. I can't believe God's blessed me with watching that.
Well, you know, all the excuses come from the top.
Yes.
And it's coming out now that the coach, Nick Saban, actually gave his players the excuses to say, and that's why they're saying it. And Nick really don't want to play Clemson, but he does, because if they beat us, then he can go back and say, see, we wasn't interested. When we're interested, see what happens.
Yeah.
So he's giving himself an out if we end up playing them in the future, which I hope we do play them again so we can smack them all over again and then he can keep going with these excuses. But the bully has been bullied, and they don't want to accept that they've been bullied by the ACC, the best team in the ACC, which is the Clemson Tigers. So I'm not surprised by the excuses coming from the players, because they're getting it from the head coach.
Let me ask you this, Joe. If you're an Alabama fan, what would be more concerning to you, that we were actually got beat in a football game, or the fact that my coach and players now say that despite it being the national championship game, that they weren't focused, that they weren't ready to play, that they weren't mentally and physically, emotionally focused on a football game, the national championship game? To me, that's the alarming thing.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's pretty bad, man. You know, and I feel sorry for the players, because the guys that go to the next level, they're going to take that mentality that, you know, well, we weren't prepared, so that's why we lost.
Yeah.
And you getting, and they're going to be getting paid at the next level to think like that because they got it from Nick Saban. That's not a good look at all.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. Because at 51, I think Nick Saban should have known this. At 51, I realized this. In life, you're going to lose sometimes. Sometimes the other fella is just better than you. And life is going to beat you up sometimes. But I am not so egotistical to think that that's only my fault. I only get beat when I'm not doing my best. I only get beat when sometimes the other guy, I'm going to give the other guy credit, man. The other guy's just better than I am sometimes. It's okay.
And
I can't
then
admit that.
And then he threw his coaches under the bus,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
That's real bad.
Well, and now let me ask you this.
That's real bad.
So do you want to go work for that guy?
Right. Yes.
And now we ask that's ourselves, did, we ask ourselves this, Joe. Why did Brent Key leave Alabama to go coach at Georgia Tech this year? Why did Dan Enos leave Alabama to go coach at Miami this year?
Right.
Interesting.
And Mike Locksley left to go coach Maryland.
Yeah, that's a head coaching job. I kind of get that a little bit. But, yeah. And you know this because you're up there. Maryland's not an easy job. That's not going to go well for Mike Locksley, I can tell you that. Didn't go well the first time around. Didn't go well the second time.
But at least he's running his own program. He's not dealing with Nick Saban.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Hey, man, I always appreciate your input.
All right, McBaby. I'll talk to you, man.
Have a great day, buddy. Take care of yourself. Love Joe and our nation's capital. Paul's in Ennery, South Carolina. I want to get to all these phone calls this segment. Hey, Paul, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, buddy, just fine. Hey, Mickey, I love you. I remember my wife was going to Simpsonville, and I said nobody but Mickey could just put Alabama into place. You know, it reminds me of what's going on in politics right now.
Oh, yes.
This whole situation did. It's just like what they're doing to our president, you know. Yeah, well, we didn't really lose. He stole it and all this, you know. It just reminds me so much. I just get a kick out of listening to all that stuff. But the guy called in a while ago from Newberry.
Yeah.
I just about believe he might have been a game cop because he kept trying to make you believe that we didn't have offensive line when we didn't give up a hole, we didn't give up a sack, and then we drove the ball down. Just like you said, in 10 minutes, we just brutalized them, you know. But he tried to convince you everything that our offensive line wasn't really that good, you know. I don't know about that call right
well,
there.
Well, he's a Clemson guy. He's called before. I think that's a
–
now, in my opinion, I think that is a how you define greatness. And that is, Clemson's offensive line is not going to – look, Mitch Hyatt was never a guy that after the game was over, defensively goes, man, that guy just dominated me. He just road graded me. But after the game, when you look at the stat column, you go, man, I didn't make any sacks. I didn't make any tackles. So there's a difference of being physically dominant, being great. And as I maintain about Clemson's offensive line forever now, or not forever, but for the last 4 or 5 years, you don't average 40 points a game and 500 yards a game with a bad offensive line. Not going to happen.
Exactly right. I don't care who you're playing. But as far as William talking about, well, who would in ACC would beat Alabama or Georgia and even Florida, I would put that Syracuse team that finished in the top 12. I would think they'd give Florida a pretty good run.
Florida,
and,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, Florida,
yeah,
yes. But
I
not,
really
not
think
Georgia
they
or
would
Alabama.
Give Florida. No, not Georgia. No, not Georgia, Alabama. But they would. But what gets me about William, you know, he's always talking, you know, he's always getting them jabs in about Clemson. He does it the way that makes you kind of feel good he ain't really doing it. But what gets me, what would we done with that statue of quarterback that he'd got? We'd probably had 10 sacks, and he'd been on his back all night long.
Well,
and Georgia wouldn't even –
it all depends, Paul. It all depends on if Georgia wanted to be there or not.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah. Okay, brother, I appreciate
Thank
you.
Hey,
man, you're doing a great job.
Thanks,
see
Paul.
You.
I appreciate that. Very kind of you. I mean, again, let's face it. If Georgia or Alabama want to be there, then the idea of analyzing a football game, that's just silly.
Mickey, if they want to be there, you don't want to be there.
That's right.
Because the whooping that's coming your way,
yes.
Oh, 100%. Brother. Oh, you might lose by 28.
Oh, exactly. William and TR is up. Good morning, George Clooney. How you doing?
Brady better worry out if Georgia and Bama want to be there because the Patriots would go down.
No chance at all the Patriots have any chance against Alabama and Georgia.
None. I thought you were making fun of me when I first got on the radio this morning talking about my golf score when I played, but then I realized you weren't talking about me. I felt a little bit better.
Yeah, David Duval, 13. At first it was a 15. They've changed it to 13 now, so that's good. Good job, Dave.
I knew you know some people I know, but I was like, does he watch me play? He's got to be talking about me.
No. I believe you could make a 13 on that, huh?
Probably. Does Nick Saban ever smile?
No.
I mean, is it a part of him?
No.
Even when he wins, it's still kind of a – you need a crane to lift up the size of his cheeks to make him smile a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
I could not imagine if one of his players came out and did what Dabo had one of our players do. I think he would kick the player off the team and everybody that was involved would be fired or done.
Yeah, you know, what you saw yesterday from John Simpson wearing the wig, because everybody wanted Trevor Lawrence there, so he did his Trevor Lawrence impersonation. That's typical of what you said at Clemson now. Just fun, man. That's fun. Good for you. It's a great time. It's fun.
And it's a whole lot more fun watching, and that personality is just – it grabs you. I mean, I don't care what team you pull for, but you can't – you can't help but like him a little bit, even when you don't like him. Even if you're the Gamecock fan, the little brother out there, you can't help but like the man a little bit.
Yeah. Look, he's what's right. And as I said before, through all of that, though, he's not faking any of that. Like, that's really, truly who he is. And if he dances or if he sings or if he does any kind of stuff, that's really who he is. So he didn't have to worry about trying to be something that he's not. I love it when Venables said, Dabo never takes his guard down because he never puts his guard up. Authenticity is the key to what the guy does, no doubt.
And he, like you said, too, he doesn't have to worry about other coaches from other teams coming in and watching what he does and worried about stealing it. Because, like I said, you can't fake loving these players. And if people don't see that, he genuinely does. It's crazy that it's that way. It really is. If you'd have told me this 10 years ago that we'd be where we're at, I think the average Clemson fan would say you lost your mind. There's no way this is going to be like this. Because when we first hired him, I'm sure everybody, even the people who really believed in him, didn't think he'd carry us this far. It's great to be a Clemson Tiger.
William, I appreciate it, bud. Have a great day. Fending all the women off, thinking it's George Clooney all day long.
All the time.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. I believed in Dabo. I believed in him from day one. I believed in the first day I met him. Before I met him, I had conversations about people who knew him well, who coached with him at Alabama and knew him well. And I knew he could do great things here. All that said, I didn't know he could do this. I mean, I don't think even the biggest dreamers, I don't think he could ever dream like this. But I tell you right now, from now on, I do. Because he's changed so much. But that won't ever happen again. Now, when I dream big.
Oh, yeah.
I don't put limitations on my dreams anymore. Now, when I dream, I'm going to go ahead and dream big. And that's why I talk about that with Clemson basketball and Clemson baseball and the New York Yankees and Manchester United and my own personal finances, my own personal marriage, my own personal family life, my own son and that kind of stuff. Now, I'm just going to dream big, man. I want the best. I think we can do the best. I think the best is very possible. I'm going to dream. Might as well do that big. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. If you're on hold, hang on. I promise you, Dave and Boogie and D and Ben, all you guys, I'm coming straight to you. I'll get all these phone calls in right after this.
Down is on. 42 days till Clemson Tiger football.
And we'll hand it off. And up the middle goes Choice. Choice across the 50, 45. Into pit territory across the 40. And he'll finally get wrapped up as he gets to the pit 35-yard line as Dane Jackson had to bring him down.
Every thrilling minute on the flagship station for Clemson football. 105.5, The Roar.
If you're tired of eating fast food for lunch, stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson for their $6.95 daily lunch specials. Monday's special is mesquite chicken salad. Tuesday, enjoy a piled high barbecue sandwich. Wednesday's special is golden fried catfish sandwich with tangy tartar sauce. On Thursday, try the southern fried chicken sandwich. Friday, enjoy a cheeseburger made to order just how you like it. Daily lunch specials for only $6.95 each. Carson Steak Warehouse at 150 Beltline Boulevard in Anderson.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Hey friends, this is Leighton Covage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first condo hotel. Set to open this fall, Lakeside Lodge is going to be a place where neighbors become family and weekends will be spent by the pool, on the lake, and in Death Valley. And our on-site restaurant will be open to the public to enjoy as well. There's still time to join our family. Give us a call to schedule your hard hat tour today or come see us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday. Lakeside Lodge, the best is yet to come.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
Warm weather is here, and you know what that means? Thunderstorms. When a lightning storm hits, can it take out your power? Yes. So don't be left in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-234-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Pro Power assessment. And tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
At AgPro, our goal is to make sure you're equipped for anything on your property. So we have several John Deere tractor packages available, all at a low monthly price. To see all of our tractor package deals and more, visit agproco.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158. They would love to help you at CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. It's a no-obligation phone call. Make sure that when you just have, 15 minutes is all we're talking about. In 15 minutes, these guys can come, measure your garage, give you an estimate, show you their colors, show you how they do it, and you're going to love it. It's our awesome, wonderful friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. What we're talking about here is a high-performance epoxy-based flooring that's slip-resistant, stain-resistant. You're going to love it. Yesterday, I got caught in a storm playing golf, John, and so I came in, backed everything up, put all the stuff out in my garage, and now, like, if any leftover water that might be in there, I'll take, like, a paper towel and just wipe it up, and any kind of stains it might have. You just kind of just spray some Windex down there, whatever, just kind of wipe it up, and it's all done. And it looks amazing. One of the things I'll do is get all my tailgate chairs ready and have all that up over there, in a very nice, clean environment. No concrete dust, no oil stains or any kind of stuff. It's just nice to see. You haven't seen my garage, have you?
I have not.
Looks awesome, man. Looks awesome. Need to come over and check it out. So great friends, do that. It's just a no obligation phone call, about 15-minute deal where they come over and look at your garage and measure and show you what they do. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. All right, four phone calls. Two been hanging on forever. Boogie, I really appreciate your patience this morning, man. Thanks for calling in down in our state capital of Columbia. Hope you're doing well.
Doing great, Mickey. I wanted to call in and just kind of back William up on a few points that he made because I respect him as a fan and his passion for Georgia, but I just can't do it this morning. Well, we need to understand Clemson did not bring Georgia into anything. We don't even think about Georgia. Dylan Moses did that. He brought Georgia in it.
Right.
So Clemson didn't do it. And another point about it, all this talk needs to stop August 31st? No, sir. Ric Flair did not stop talking the next TV show after he won the belt. No, you talk until somebody beats you, and I'm going to continue talking. Shine. Georgia fans been talking since 1980 and haven't done anything but beat who they supposed to beat. So, William, you're wrong there, brother. I respect you. I love you. I love your cause, but you're wrong.
In order to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Got to beat the man. And listen, here's a poll for you. Name a team in the Mountain West that could have beat Clemson and Syracuse last year. I can come up with a poll. I mean, hey, here's another poll, Mickey. Name a team in the SEC that could beat Alabama last year. Nobody.
I got one for you.
Because Georgia didn't do it.
I got one for you. Name a team in the country that could have beat Clemson last year.
Nobody.
Right.
Georgia lost to LSU at LSU bad.
It's not rocketed.
We would have hung 50 on LSU.
Yep.
So, hey, I love William, but he's wrong today. I enjoy his calls, and I look forward to his next one. I still love you, William. Don't take that hard. And listen, any of you Clemson fans riding through Columbia today, don't forget to stop and get out and give a hug, because today is Hug Your Little Brother Day in Columbia, because there are some sour faces around. So help me out by hugging a few, because I got a lot of them on my plate today. You guys have a great one.
Thanks, Boogie. Appreciate the phone call. I thought it was an unfair question to Will Muschamp yesterday.
Completely unfair.
Are you Clemson's little brother?
That's... You don't do that.
No. And I don't blame Muschamp for being upset by the question.
Oh, absolutely. He has every right to be. This is a lowball question. I just... Hey, he should have pulled a Dabo Swinney and just said next question.
Yeah. Oh, that's bullcrap.
Oh.
Dave is in Simpsonville. Dave, thanks for hanging on so long, my brother. How you doing?
Doing great. Hey, David Duvall, we got your built-in excuse from Nick Saban. You really didn't concentrate because you really don't want to be there. So that's why you got your 13 over par. Good luck with the rest of that. You know, big shout-out to my brother-in-law, Mark, listening to you on the app at this very moment down in Charleston. You know, Mick, I go back to the Carolina-Clemson game when we were able to get lucky and beat them 56-7.
So lucky.
A Carolina player came out and said, we were not prepared, we were not concentrating because they called us bad names.
Yes.
Throughout the game.
Yes.
Deflection, Mickey. That's what the SEC is great on, is deflection. And that's what I see this as right now. Alabama fan, you know what happened in January. Georgia fan, you know what happened in January. But yet, here's one thing I'll take further to you. Georgia fan, you know what we're doing to you right now is we're going in your state and we are planting the flag. We are taking everybody that you covet, and we're bringing them to Clemson. And here's the thing, Nick. I know everybody wants to talk about Kirby Smart and Georgia's recruiting and all this stuff. You show me nothing, Georgia. You are in the same class at this moment as NC State, Louisville, Wake Forest, Alabama. Oh, did I say Alabama in the ACC? Yes, because you are just another one. All you got to do is come on and play us. I'll back Boogie up. The Nature Boy walked the aisle. We're walking the aisle. And all you're doing with all of this fodder, SEC, you know, playbook plan number six, the deflection excuse, is you're giving that little genius over there in his Dabo Palace fodder. Because all we're going to do is come out and take care of everybody. We don't care about you. We care about winning football games and taking care of the business. At the end of the day, Mickey, nobody's going to take away what we rightfully earned back in January. We get an opportunity to defend it. Bring them on. All comers. All comers. And I'll leave you with this, Mickey. The funny thing would be is if the playoff situation right now were Clemson, Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma with the Heisman Trophy winner, Jalen Hurt, and Oklahoma wins and Clemson wins and we go take care of the Sooners. Yet once again. Mickey, not riding the fence today, so don't call me fence sitter. Talk to you later.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. In analyzing what would happen in that scenario, the only thing you need to know is, would they be interested in play? Would they be focused and would they be ready? Because if they are, then there's no sense in analyzing anything else. D is in Anderson, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, D. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Hey there. I just wanted to make a couple of quick things. Number one, earlier, probably been about an hour ago now, you was talking about, you was being funny when you were saying it about how you couldn't wait for Clemson to get to that status where, you know, they can just make excuses or whatever, like, you know, Alabama's been doing. And you know what I mean when you were talking about that. The thing is, Clemson won't, and I know you were being funny, but the thing is, Clemson won't ever get to that status because of, as long as Dabo's there, because he puts off the persona that Clemson just, you know, don't deserve to be there, to be the Roy bus, you know, all that stuff. And that's what makes everybody else hate Clemson, because they feel like that Clemson don't deserve to be there and all that stuff. But it's just like haters is going to hate. And then the thing about William talking about poking the bear, I don't see where Clemson's poking the bear. Clemson, I mean, Clemson fans, you know, a lot of Clemson fans kind of, you know, brag and stuff, and they have a right to, but it's not poking the bear. Poking the bear is what Alabama fans are doing by making all those excuses and saying Clemson didn't deserve to be there, or Clemson didn't deserve that win, or all the excuses. You know what I'm saying? That's poking the bear. So when it comes around again, you don't think Clemson ain't going to be ready to poke the bear even harder?
Yeah, look, here's what the way I grew up is that to the victor belong the spoils, that if you want a war, then whatever treaty at the end of it, then you imperialistically, whatever, you took over that country or whatever. If you want a lawsuit and whatever punitive damages were paid, whatever, you got those funds, that money, that revenue. If you want a football game, you got to be the bragging rights in a game, but not anymore. And not anymore that if you lose 56-7. In your arch rival game, you can say, well, the other team wasn't that much better than us, if at all. Or if you lose 44-16 in a national championship game, you can say, well, we really weren't all that focused and really didn't want to be there. If you lose in a New Year's Day Six Bowl, you can say, well, we had a player that was going to NFL draft. We weren't really focused. Despite the fact that leading up to it, let me ask you something, D. Why even have pregame press conferences? Because what I heard from Nick Saban and from Tua and from all these folks going into it was how focused they were going to be, and how this is a big game, and how ESPN for 10 days talked to Alabama players and coaches about how, oh, we're going to be really focused this time. Kirby Smart before the Sugar Bowl, oh, no, I've seen this team, I'm seeing looking around, we're really focused. But yet when you lose the game, you can go back and say, we're not focused. What a great luxury, man.
Yeah, but that's why they've done that, because You know, all during the season, Alabama was favored by 2 touchdowns over everybody. Even predicted, like, over Clemson, like if they were to play Clemson, they would be 15-point favorites and blah blah blah. And they go on and they're supposedly the best Alabama team of all time.
Yeah.
And then they get destroyed. No questions asked. No questions asked. Destroyed by Clemson. And then they come up with all these excuses. And here's one other thing is, I got into a little argument the other day, and you've talked about it several times over the last month or two, about how people talk about Clemson's schedule and how they don't play nobody. And the thing is, like you, is pick anybody in the country and say who could beat them.
Yep.
Well, I told this guy, I said, it don't really matter who they play. He said, well, they don't play nobody to get there, so they don't, you know, they're not beat up and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, here's the deal. They played Notre Dame and they played Alabama and beat them. What a combined, 74-19, you know, combined. So, I mean, you know, let me ask you one more thing, because I try to cut this phone call shorter. This is kind of off topic. What is your opinion about how the defense is going to look this year? You know, I know Xavier Thomas and, you know, a couple of defensive ends are going to be good, but, you know, the linebackers are questionable and the defensive tackles, you know, are obviously not Wilkins and I got to escape my name, obviously, but I mean,
What do you think about the defense this year? And I'll let you go.
Thank you, D. I appreciate the phone call. Quickly, let me answer this. Clemson last year gave up 13 points a game and 286 yards a game. The year before, 13 points a game and 277 yards a game. I think that number could go up. I mean, that number is going to be 17, 18 a game maybe. And that number could be 320, 330. But instead of winning, last year the average score was 44 to 13. This year I think it's going to be 47 to 17. I mean, the margin of victory will be about the same on average, but there'll be a little more offensive points and a little less defensive stuff. A little more points given up through both of those. I just think, experience-wise and talent-wise, I think you'll see that now. You better get them now on defense, because with Percy and with Capehart and with Murphy and with maybe Birch or maybe Flo coming and with Andrew Booth and Sheridan Jones, and, this is going to be a little different back to that scenario again on defense coming up. Texture makes a good point. Same thing with the election, man. If you lose electoral college, you always got the popular vote. There's always something you can answer out with, man. There's always, you use whatever ammunition you have in your guns to shoot and try to make you feel that 44-16, you know, people say a score is 44-16. Alabama fans say 16-44. We won by losing by 28. We won 16-44. We'll come back. Paul Strela joins us talking Clemson football recruiting on hour number 3 right after this.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCC.